Hi, it's Ralphie here again. This is the third video in our series, The 7 Deadly Mistakes That Immigrant Job Seekers Make That Will Kill Their Immigration Dreams. In the previous video, you might remember that we talked about not having a unique immigrant's LinkedIn profile. Part of that LinkedIn profile is the way to create a network of connections and relationships with people and employers and recruiters in your new country to help you find a job as an immigrant. This is the number one tool in the arsenal of immigrant job finders. But the biggest mistake that they are making with their LinkedIn profile is not using it to create this network and building those relationships. So like I said in the last video, what they're doing is just putting up this LinkedIn profile, which is generic and usual and doesn't stand out, can't be found, and don't use it to build those relationships. 99% of people do not even go there. They don't even know how to build relationships with people in their destination country. Most people know how to create connections. They send connection requests and these messages to all kinds of people, but they have no idea of how to build relationships with people in their destination country. Relationship building is one of the number one unique immigrants' job finding strategies. It's also one of the most successful. But if you don't know how to use it, your LinkedIn profile is just dead in the water. You'll never get anywhere. Doesn't matter how good it looks. So what you need to do is to find a way to use that unique immigrant's LinkedIn profile to build relationships in your new country. Not just create connections, but really build relationships. It is a social media tool. So think about Facebook. How do you build a relationship with someone on the other side of the world using Facebook? Facebook is also a social media tool. There's nothing different about LinkedIn. It's just in the professional arena. So you can also use it to build relationships. And there's a myriad of ways of how to do that. As long as you don't just let it sit there and do nothing, you need to use it to go beyond just creating connections. You actually need to create a network and build relationships with those connections. So you need to bring them closer to you. You need to interact and engage with them on a regular basis so that they start to trust you. And that's one of the biggest keys and the biggest ways of getting through to people in your destination country. Now that you know you need to have a strategic immigrant CV, a unique immigrant's LinkedIn profile, you need to create those connections and relationships. Have you ever thought about how people sometimes go over to their new country and find a job just like that? They come away with it real quick and easy, getting a job as even an immigrant over there. But also, there are people, the majority of them, who go over on a job hunting visit and come away empty-handed. So what's the difference here? I'm going to reveal to you the fourth largest mistake immigrant job seekers make when they go on a job hunting visit to their new country and what they need to avoid when they are thinking about doing that so they avoid the biggest mistake. So I'll see you tomorrow in that video. That's going to be a really interesting one.